How do you propose that, Mr. Paris?
Excellency, I would postpone these hangings
there
for a while.
There will be no postponement.
Now Mr. Hale has returned, there is hope, I think. For if he bring even one of these to God, that confession surely damns the others in the public eye, and none may doubt any more that they're all linked to hell. This way, unconfessed and claiming innocence, doubts are multiplied, and honest people will weep for them, and our good purposes lost in their tears. Oh, it cannot be forgot, sir, that when I summoned the congregation for John Proctor's excommunication, there were hardly 30 people come to hear it. Now, that speaker discontent...
There will be no postponement. Now, sir, which of the condemned, in your opinion, may be brought to God? I will myself strive with him till dawn.
There's not sufficient time till
dawn. I shall do my utmost. Which of them do you have hope for?
Excellency, a dagger.
What do you say?
Tonight, when I open my door to leave my house, a dagger clattered to the ground. Oh. You cannot hang this sort. There is danger for me. I dare not step out at night.
Reverend Hale, sir.
Accept my congratulations, Reverend Hale. We are gladdened to see you return to your good work.
They will not budge.
You misunderstand me, sir. I cannot pardon these when 12 are already hanged for the same crime. It is not just.
Rebecca,
the sun will rise in a few minutes, Excellency.
Now hear me and beguile yourself no more. I will not receive a single plea for pardon or postponement. Them that will not confess will hang. 12 are already executed. The names of these 7 are given out, and the village expects to see them die this morning. Postponement now speaks a floundering on my part. Reprieve or pardon must cast doubt upon the guilt of them that died till now. While I speak God's law, I will not crack its voice with whimpering. If retaliation is your fear, know this. I should hang 10,000 that dared to rise against the law, and an ocean of salt tears could not melt the resolution of the statutes. Now, draw yourselves up like men and help me as you are bound by heaven to do. Have you spoken with them all, Mr. Hale?
All. All but Proctor. He is in the dungeon.
What's Proctor's way now, Marshal?
He sits like some great bird. You'd not know he lived, except he will take food from time to time.
His wife... His wife must be well on with child now.
She is, sir.
What think you, Mr. Paris? Hmm? You have a closer knowledge of this man. Might her presence soften him?
It is possible, sir. He have not laid eyes on her these 3 months. I should summon her.
Is he yet adamant? Has he struck at you again, Marshal?
He cannot, sir. He is chained to the wall.
Fetch Goody Proctor to me. Then let you bring him up.
Excellency. Excellency, if you postpone a week and publish to the town that you are striving for their confessions, that speak mercy on your part.
Mr.
Not faltering.
Hale, as God have not empowered me like Joshua to stop this sun from rising, so I cannot withhold from them the perfection of their punishment.
If you think God wills you to raise rebellion, Mr. Danforth, you are mistaken.
You have heard rebellion spoken in the town.
Excellency, there are orphans wandering from house to house. Abandoned cattle bellow on the high roads. The stink of rotting crops hangs everywhere. And no man knows when the harlot's cry will end his life. And you wonder yet if rebellion spoke. Better yet, you should marvel how they do not burn your province.
Mr. Hale, have you preached in Andover this month?
Thank God they have no need of me in Andover.
You baffle me, sir. Why have you returned here?
Why, it is all so simple. I come to do the devil's work. I come to counsel Christians. They should belie themselves. There is blood on my head. Can you not see the blood on my head?
Mr. Hale.
Shh, hush.
Remove her chains, Marshal.
Aye, sir.
Goody Proctor,